All right, this is something I just, when I found this article, I couldn't stop laughing about it. It was, a lot of it was movie stuff, but it was times where people were just awkward and embarrassed in front of their parents or like their grandparents or a family member. And I would like to hear from you at 317-239-1009. What's the most awkward thing you watched with your parents? Maybe it was a movie or a TV show or just an encounter that happened. You're like, oh my God, like you had no idea that was going to be happening. And let me give you some examples. Do you remember that movie Fear that came out, like Mark Wahlberg was in
Reese
it.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, great movie.
The roller coaster scene.
That's what it was. I watched that movie and I was watching it and my mom rented it.
No.
And it's awkward. I think I was a younger kid. I don't remember the exact age, but I was, you know, definitely not dating girls at the time. And in the roller coaster, his hand does something. You know the movie. You can look it up.
What does he do?
It goes like into a certain spot, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that Indiana State Fair stuff.
It does some dirty dancing. And
oh,
yeah.
My
and
gosh.
It's weird to see that when you're sitting right next to your mom. And my mom's like, go to the kitchen.
That is
go
so
get some more popcorn.
Uncomfortable.
It was like, get out of here. So wondering if you had an experience like that. 317-239-1009. And if you don't feel too embarrassed, why don't you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and you can let us know what happened. Let's talk to A Boogie. What up? Did you have something weird happen to you? Like
okay.
Kind of an awkward thing?
So it was very awkward, extremely awkward. I was helping my mom move about 13 years ago. And in the process of helping her move, she wasn't there. I was actually there with one of my friends packing up her bedroom, and I found my sex toy.
Wait,
in
her?
Front of your parents?
And no, she wasn't there. My mom wasn't there. My father is deceased, but my mom wasn't there, and I found my sex toy in her room.
Why?
Right, but you can't, I mean, right. So I didn't ask her about it because I was like 19 and wasn't really at home anymore. Just
Ew.
Had some stuff there. Right.
Oh, was she borrowing it?
So she had to have been borrowing
No, it wasn't borrowed because, I mean, I couldn't find it for a while. So that's obviously where it was. Well, who would think to go in their parents' room to look for your sex toy, right? So, you know, mind you, my father passed when I was really young and I haven't seen her with, you know, she hasn't been intimate with anybody in years.
So she was using
your toy.
Had to be.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Right.
How do you disinfect that?
On. So after I turned 21, I'm like, okay, gag gift. Because obviously she knows she took my toy, right?
Literally, it could be a gag gift. Okay.
She did not take it so well. She was very upset. She was so upset. And I just thought it was really funny.
Was she just embarrassed that you called her
out? Right. And I think that's what it was, you know. But it wasn't like I was saying, you know, like, who does that? Like, anyway, who does that? But
nobody.
I wasn't saying that. I was just like, here, you know, now you have your own.
What color was it?
It was black.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, cool.
Listen, I hope that one day I'm very close with my daughter, but not that close.
Right. I feel you.
Hey, Boogie, thank you so much. We could quit right now.
That's disturbing.
So gross.
317.
Unless it was double-sided.
Dude, stop.
317-239-1009. What's the most awkward thing you watched with your parents? Or maybe you just had an experience with your parents that was super awkward. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.